Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Action Filmmaking Podcast, the podcast dedicated to breaking down action films of all types. My name is Darren Tun, and with me is my amazing co-host, Skylar Tun. So, today, we have another special guest, Tyler Whitty. Tyler is a stuntman and driver who's been in the legendary Baby Driver, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and most recently, Extraction. Tyler, how are you?
I'm very good. I want to say thanks for having me on here. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah. So I know that you told us that you had some surgeries done recently. How are you holding up?
To be honest, the first couple days were a little hard. But, you know, after about the third day, I stopped taking my pain medication. And things are pretty smooth sailing now. I'm just, you know, kind of trying to get outside and do my therapy. And stay on top of the pain management, but yeah, it's doing great so far.
That's great to hear, Tyler. Now, before we get into all the big stuff, we want to talk about your background a little bit first. So, just basic question: how did you get started in stunt work and martial arts?
Oh man, well, to be honest, I've kind of just been I grew up riding BMX and skateboarding and kind of always had that, I think that kind of like itch for, I don't know, for lack of a better term, adrenaline, you know, always seeking kind of like that high.
Yeah.
And, you know, after high school, I didn't really know exactly what I was going to do. I wasn't going to make it as like a professional BMX rider. So I shifted my interest into cars and I ended up learning a lot about race cars and actually becoming a motorsports fabricator and then building my own rally car. And I raced rally cars for 2 years and that ended up basically leaving me broke. And so then I thought to myself, like, what can I do that is going to, you know, give me fulfillment as a career, but then also, you know, allow me to achieve, you know, or get that kind of like adrenaline rush. And so I started thinking about the film industry and I shot some emails out to people and, you know, ended up packing my stuff and moving out to Los Angeles and just getting my start out there.
Sounds like you really made it from the bottom all the way to the top. I mean, now you're in all these, these movies and series that's good. Now, You said that you did have an interest in BMX. Were you professionally trained, or did you have some kind of a close mentor for your BMX stuff?
No. You know, it started real natural. I mean, it was just me and all my friends back in like sixth grade, building little dirt jumps or building ramps, and you know, from the time however old you are in sixth grade till probably my mid 20s. I rode BMX really seriously and, you know, I wasn't like a contest rider, but we'd shoot photos and videos for magazines or, you know, our own like online YouTube stuff. And yeah, it wasn't so much like, didn't have like a trainer, but you kind of just rode with your friends and kind of always built off one another.
So it's all experience really.
Yeah. Yeah, hours and hours of practice.
Well, practice makes perfect.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
So after having all like this BMX experience, you jumped into driving. What initially, I guess, got you into the driving?
Oh, man. You know, I think actually what it was is there was this gravel lot back behind our local skate park in Hamilton called Joyce Park. And me and my friends, we would kind of just take our cars back there and slide around, not really, you know, really having any idea what we were doing. And then I kind of just, you know, I'd see like rally cars on TV and I was like, wow, that is like the coolest thing in the world. How fun would it be to do that? So, you know, I just started saving my money and, ended up building this car, and there's a rally school up in New Hampshire.
Could you explain what the rally car is for people who don't know?
Yeah, sure. So a rally car is it's basically a production vehicle that you kind of like you soup up, you put like, you know, a roll cage, racing seats, special suspension, because it's typically with rallies, you're racing on all kinds of different surfaces. You'll have some stuff that's on tarmac, some stuff that's on gravel, snow, mud. And it's really, to me, it's one of the coolest motorsports that there is, because you're constantly being thrown with something new. Every yeah. stage can be different from the last stage, or each rally can be different from a different rally. So that, I think that to me was really enticing. So once I, you know, once I started getting interested in this, like I said, I went up to New Hampshire, to this school called Team O'Neill Rally School. And at the time, all I could afford was their single day school. So I drove up there, I slept in the back of my Volkswagen Jetta, and I did wow. their rally school, and I thought it was just the coolest thing in the world, and continued to try and, you know, build my car and go race just as a privateer. And yeah, it's a blast. Absolute blast.
That's awesome. I love that. What kind of stuff did you learn in rally school?
Oh, I think the most important thing that I learned out of that school is what's called like left foot braking and weight transfer. Mm. So you learn how to kind of rotate a car without a ton of steering input, and yeah. you learn how to rotate the car by feathering, your left foot on the brake and while still like leaving your right foot on the gas.
Okay. Interesting. So you said they actually build cars there. How does that actually work?
At the rally school, how do they build?
Yeah.
Cars
at the rally yeah. school? At the rally school. Yeah.
They just have, you know, they have like a large shop and some fabricators, and, you know, you can essentially, what you do is you take a stock car and you'll take all the, you know, the OEM seats and kind of fabric and everything in there. You'll take all that stuff out and get rid of the sound deadening and stock electronics, and you'll build a roll cage in the car and, you know, go by like a spec list of
right.
how to get this car ready, you know, to go race on stages and be safe.
I saw your reel on YouTube. I saw like a bunch of the stunts that you did there, and we thought it was super cool.
Oh shoot. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Of course. We were kind of wondering, like, do you have like a favorite car stunt that you like to do? Like if you were to pick one particular stunt, like would you have like a favorite out of all those?
You know,
and if you do, could you break that down?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I don't think I do. You know, I think each kind of like each thing that you do is unique in its own sense, and it requires like a certain type of, you know, concentration or a certain type of reaction for, you know, whether you're 180 in a car, 360 a car, or, you know, drifting a car.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, I don't know if I can really say there's one that's like necessarily my favorite. I can tell you that the, you know, I have a white Subaru that's all wheel drive. I'm sure you've, you know, seen videos of that, but
yeah, yeah.
I think getting to take that to the track, mm-hmm. there's actually a track close to you guys. It's called Mid Pond. It's a little bit outside, Birmingham.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I think that's probably one of my favorite things to do, because it's a really cool experience getting to slide a car around that's all wheel drive. And, mm-hmm. you know, the motor in that car is built, and it's, you know, it's lightweight, and it's just all around in general, a really fun experience getting to slide that car around a track.
Damn, that's cool. Is it because it has like a lot of room on the track so that you have like a lot of space to play with?
No. So that track is actually, the track in Mid Pond is actually pretty small.
It's, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It used to be a go-kart track, actually.
Oh, awesome.
So a lot of the times you're kind of like, you know, you're dropping your wheels in the dust and throwing dirt up everywhere. Mm-hmm. I think what I like the most about it is, you know, if you're drifting a rear wheel drive car, you're kind of like feathering, the steering wheel. In an all-wheel drive car,
yeah,
especially on tarmac, and you know the power steering setup that I have, the front wheels are, you're really fighting the front wheels. They're kind of trying to like to rip the steering wheel almost out of your hand, because if you could imagine, you know, you're sliding a car sideways and you're counter steering,
yeah,
but then the front wheels are pulling. So input is being pushed back into the steering wheel. So it's a very like aggressive feel when you're in the car, and you just, it's kind of like
you're wrestling with it a little bit. Yeah.
You're definitely wrestling with it, and you're definitely, you know, you're working everything to try and get the car to do what you want it to do. And I really kind of like that experience. It's very fun. Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow.
Now, back onto your ventures on set. Could you maybe tell us what's the most dangerous stunt? And it can be outside of a car if you want to talk about that too. What's the most dangerous stunt that you've had to do for a movie?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've been lit on fire a couple times. That's one of those things that is, it's very safe until it's dangerous. Wow.
That's with the gel, right?
The gels.
Yep. We do the gel, do full body fire burns. I've hung from a piece of tech line from underneath a helicopter. That is also something that, you know, if something goes wrong there, that's not really much you can do, you know?
Mm-hmm. What's the process of actually hanging from a tech line? Like, what is that?
So we'll have like our stunt riggers come in.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll rig up, you know, some anchors in the helicopter, and they'll make sure everything is, you know, nice and safe for the performers. And, you know, essentially what we did, and this actually with Sam's little brother, on MacGyver. So,
oh, really?
Actually,
Daniel?
Yeah. With Daniel.
Awesome.
So, you know, the helicopter came over, you know, what was supposed to be like a vat of gel, and, you know, would drop this line down into the gel. And then, you know, I have my old whole body harness on, and, the stunt rigger will help me hook in, you know, hook into my harness and double check everything and make sure it's safe. And then from there, the helicopter will take off and lift me up out of this like barrel of gel, and then fly with me, you know, pulling me out of there and then landing me safely, you know, a couple hundred yards away.
It certainly sounds like they have to take a lot of precautions into making sure that, for the lack of a better term, you don't die. But do you ever get scared before doing a stunt like that? And, well, if you do, how do you usually get past that kind of that fear? Because I can imagine you're about to be lit on fire, or you're hanging from a helicopter. That can be really daunting.
Yeah, so, you know, there's kind of for those particular, especially something by like being lifted from the helicopter,
right,
you're not really in control. So the most that you can do is just do your safety checks, you know, make sure your harness is put on safely. Make sure you're not, you know, nervous or rushing.
Of course.
While you're hooking up the tech line, hooking up your carabiners. So really everything in like that type of aspect is just about slowing down, making sure that, you know, you're on top of your game and really hooking yourself up properly, staying focused and not being distracted.
Right.
You know, some of the other stuff that, you know, maybe the more physical stunts that you are, you know, in charge of your body, you know, like the burns, or, you know, certainly stuff with, not to jump too far forward, but, you know, with driving around, you know, with Sam,
of course,
on the front of the Razor, that is, you know, it's not my life.
But it's someone else's life is at risk when you do stuff like that.
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah.
And, you know, that definitely weighs on you differently. You know, I had been driving camera vehicles for, you know, for Sam's brother and for a couple other people before that. And it's always, you know, it's always okay. You know, obviously you want to get the shot and you have to be safe, but, you know, if something were to happen, it's a camera or it's a head, you know, that were to get damaged. But it's definitely a whole different experience when there's a human body, you know, that you're in charge of, you know, it's outside the vehicle.
I guess at a certain, I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was just going to say, so, you know, at that point you just kind of just take some deep breaths and, you know, focus on what you got to do, and, you know, don't get overwhelmed with any kind of negative thoughts, you know?
Right. Well, I guess at a certain point where there isn't really much you can do to control the situation. You do just have to trust the harness or whatever's securing you at that point.
Yeah, just trust, you know, trust your stunt coordinator, trust your riggers, you know, the team that's there to protect you. That's really what it comes down to, because it's definitely more than just, you know, the one guy on the wire. There's a whole
whole team
of guys coming together to make this work.
Yeah, definitely. That's something that we would love to explore in a bit, actually. But before that, we actually had this hypothetical situation that we wanted to see what you thought. If you were to, let's just say, design your own stunt, like if you were able to have like the creative freedom to design your own stunt from the ground up, do you have like a dream stunt in a movie? Like something that you've always wanted to do but have never like attempted yet? Something like that.
Yeah, sure. You know, I think I would love to design my own, you know, car chase sequences and kind of like incorporate a little bit more of, you know, potentially like a motorsports aspect into it. You know, with some like high speed drifting, some, you know, really big jumps where you're flying off, you know, flying off curbs sideways or going down steps sideways. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of room for creativity with car chases, and you know, obviously me being a car guy, that's kind of where, you know,
of course,
where my ideas are kind of like, oh well, you know, this would be cool to do and that would be cool to do. So yeah, I have you know, those are just a couple of the little ideas that I have kind of like in the back of my head.
Just before we jump into your involvement with Extraction, we wanted to touch upon your first work. Baby Driver was basically your stunt debut. So what aspect of driving for the film was kind of weird to get used to? Maybe, you know, driving in front of a camera could feel a little bit strange at first.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I mean, before Baby Driver, my experience was extremely limited on like a proper movie set.
Right.
So, you know, there's the coordinator, Jeremy Fry, was awesome enough to give me the opportunity to do some ND driving spots in Baby Driver. And, you know, it was weird. It was definitely like a whole new experience for me, you know, understanding that, you know, he would say, okay, so take off at this tree, drive 15 miles an hour, and then at this fire hydrant, you'll stop. And it's a pretty straightforward, easy maneuver. I mean, you're just, you're driving from mark to mark.
Yeah.
But for your first time being there and you have, you know, a whole cast and crew and all these other stunt drivers that you know, a lot of those guys I really looked up to. There's a lot of, you know, really amazing people working on that set. So it's almost like, you know, the actual task at hand isn't difficult, but there's all these extra like outside inputs that are distracting or that can make you nervous that you really have to, you know, through experience and through the years, just kind of like learn how to like zone in on what it is you're doing. So that was like a huge learning experience, you know, for me, just getting in there and doing some really basic driving, you know, even, you know, just driving in a straight line, stopping at a stop sign, you know, doing like a small skid up to a stop sign, stuff that if you're out in a parking lot with your friend, you know, it's very easy, but all of a sudden when you're sliding up next to a whole bunch of people or, you know, an actor or actress or with all these other drivers around, you know, it becomes a completely different scenario.
So really the main thing was like the pressure at first when you had all these other factors around you.
Yeah, certainly the pressure. And then, you know, starting to understand camera, understanding timing, like why you need to be somewhere, when you need to be there, and, you know, thinking about where the lens is. You know, it's not going to do you any good to go, do this really cool slide if your timing is off and there's another car in front of you, or if there's a person in front of you that the camera's, you know, the camera is being blocked by. So
right.
So driving for extraction, like you pointed out before, how does that actually differ, like driving the camera car versus driving in front of like the camera for Baby Driver?
Well, obviously you're no longer in front of the camera. So you have to think, you know, when you're driving the camera car, you try to make your movements like a little bit smoother. Mm-hmm. And you're trying to think about every, you know, at what point do you need to be profile to the car? At what point do you need to be three quarter? At what point do you need to be pulling the car or pushing the car? What lens are you on? What frame rate are you shooting? I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into kind of understanding camera that, you know, when you're on the opposite side of lens, they're still true, but I think they're just a little bit more amplified when you're actually, you know, driving camera car and you're the one moving the camera around the picture vehicles.
Right. Because I know Sam was actually strapped onto this vehicle. Like, were you actually scared for Sam, knowing that you were driving the car where he was like just hooked onto the front?
I wouldn't say I was scared for him. I was definitely aware of, you know, the danger and the need to be like on point. You definitely kind of enter. I mean, you always try to enter like a point of being like hyper-focused when you're doing any kind of like anything dangerous, whether it be, you know, racing rally cars or riding BMX or skateboarding or, you know, doing a stunt with, you know, your director strapped to the front of a car.
Yeah.
I just tried to really focus, you know, you do as much as you can to, you know, keep Sam safe and try to put him where he needs to be when he needs to be there. And, you know, some of the spots that he needed to be, you know, would be 6 inches off the bumper of another car while you're sliding around a corner. And that is, you know, when it all works out, it's really fun and it's cool and it's a, you know, a great experience. And I think we're all happy with, you know, it happens, you know, the end result when everything goes well.
Yeah. How do you actually see, like, when he says 6 inches or like the distance that he wants, like, how do you actually know that?
You know, it's really funny you say that because, I'm sure you've seen, you know, obviously some of the behind the scenes and the behind the scenes don't exactly capture everything like my point of view. So
right.
If you were to imagine driving your car now, put someone's body right in the center of your hood. I mean,
yeah,
that's three quarters of your view gone already. And then you have a car filled with, you know, three other people and then a rigger hanging out your passenger side window. So
right. Yeah.
There's, you know, honestly, there's so much of your view that's obstructed.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of just going off feel. You know, you try to like, I get points on the car, so I'll know where like the left front bumper is. I'll know where like the right front bumper is, you know, in relation to like another object. So then when I'm driving, I kind of have like a mark, you know, so I know if my left front bumper is up to like the taillight.
Right.
Or like the third line on the taillight of another car, then I'll be like, okay, this is like 1 foot away. So you kind of make yourself little marks based off what you can see in the car. And then,
I was taking a look at some of those pictures on Instagram and it looks like that, like so many different people on that car. And I was like, how does that driver even see like where he's going or, you know, how does he even maneuver in those situations? Because you're right, like the videos, even like from Sam's perspective, doesn't show like everything that's going on behind it, like the people that are on that car, you know, that are actually maneuvering it.
They don't. And it's it was a wild ride, man. It's definitely one of the the cooler experiences that I've gotten to have on set, and certainly challenging for me, you know, because it's not it wasn't like my first gig in Baby Driver where you're just, you know, you're driving 20 feet. It's, you know, you're part of like a really complicated action sequence. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's all these different marks that you need to be at a certain time, mm-hmm. to be sure that, you know, Sam is able to put the camera in the right spot. So I really kind of liked that, you know, it's, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a really, really enjoyable time.
Yeah. Well, segueing from that, aside from riding in the camera car, we noticed that in your stunt reel, The Fate of the Furious and, well, Baby Driver, that you drive backwards a lot. And we know that it's not going to be like Baby did, that he's not even looking in the mirror and he's just driving straight backwards. Is there some kind of secret to being able to drive backwards so smoothly and, well, obviously not hitting anything?
Well, not really. I mean, you know, most of the time we're driving backwards, you know, you're looking, you know, you're using your three mirrors. Sometimes, you know, a lot of cars now have incredibly nice backup cameras. So that can be really useful. Yeah, I mean, we've definitely done some stuff where your vision has been 100% like obstructed, and you know, we'll use a small monitor that can be placed, you know, maybe behind the passenger side seat, and then, you know, then the camera for it is on the bumper of the car, so you'll actually be, you know, even like laying down 100% in the, you know, in the driver's seat, operating, you know, the pedals, the gas,
right,
and the steering, and all you're driving off is, you know, a monitor, and you can't see above, or you can't see out of any windows or anything. You're just driving off that one monitor.
Mm. You just gotta keep track of that monitor then.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. That's so, I remember you also told me that you did a car crash sequence in Black Panther. Do you have like a process when performing car crash sequences, especially like the one where you're in the truck during extraction? Like, how do you make sure nothing goes wrong in those situations? Like, is there like a mental preparation for those kinds of stunts? Yeah.
You know, I think we can kind of go back to the kind of, you know, what we said before about just really double checking all of your safety precautions.
Right.
You know, I think, for me, having a background in the motorsports side of things, and, you know, being a fabricator myself, you know, I know what to look for with, you know, the roll cage. Is it built out of the proper material? Do the welds look good? Making sure your seatbelt is set up properly. That's another huge one. And then, you know, once you kind of get all that, then you're just, you know, you kind of just put yourself in the zone, and you know that, you know, you need to hit, you know, this car at exactly this point, or, you know, this ramp at this point, or, yeah, whatever it is you have to do, you know, once you've kind of gone through those safety precautions, you just do it.
That makes sense. Well, speaking of safety precautions, we know it didn't exactly happen in Extraction, but for Black Panther, for The Fate of the Furious, there were a lot of cars that were flipping over. Have you ever found yourself in having to do a stunt where you were inside a car that flipped over?
No, I have not.
Thankfully.
Yeah, not on set, not professionally. I've flipped like little rally buggies and stuff like that, but I haven't had to do a turnover on set.
So when you have done it outside of the set, how do you make sure that it's, well, safe, because, well, I mean, the car is flipping over. So how do you make sure it's safe?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's kind of, that goes kind of over to like the car prep or effects department, and, you know, they build the cages for the car. And if they're going to put like, a cannon in the car, if they're doing a pipe ramp, they kind of, you know, the effects department will kind of take care of that. And you'll have the stunt coordinator and driver, everyone kind of come together in like a collaborative effort to look at the car and, you know, design these cages or pipe ramps or cannons. And yeah, everyone just works together to build these cages and, you know, proper seat and, you know, making sure you have a helmet and a neck restraint and safety belts. And it's all kind of like the pre-production on that.
Gotcha. All right. Well, this is kind of like the close of our podcast. But thank you so much, Tyler, for coming on and speaking with us. We just have one last question for you. Do you have, let's just say, like the top three safe driving tips for the audience?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think we all probably know the biggest one is to put your phone down. Don't like texting and driving.
Okay. And, yeah.
Yeah, just incredibly distracting. You mean for like daily driving, right? Or do you mean like?
For
daily driving. Yeah, 100%. I mean, being distracted, that is 100%. Like I think the number one thing you can do to kind of keep yourself safe. Beyond that, you know, I think getting yourself like familiar with a car, like I said before, kind of knowing where are the boundaries of your car, where your bumpers are, keeping your heads up while you're driving. You know, you don't always want to be focused directly on the car right in front of you. You want to make sure you're kind of scanning the intersection before you come to the intersection. Right. Look for like, you know, the man or woman that might not be looking at you, making sure the light's not about to, you know, turn to red and someone's going to run it. And then also giving yourself, you know, I kind of try to always give myself an out, you know, like if I'm driving on the highway, I might not always want to be right next, you know, right between a semi truck and the concrete barrier. You know, I might accelerate to like be in front of the truck or behind the truck in case, you know, if they have like anything, you know, a tire blow out and they swerve.
So you want to give yourself some room.
Yeah. Try and, you know, subconsciously think if XYZ were to happen, how do I escape this scenario?
Gotcha. All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast. We really appreciate your time. And we actually hope that you get better after your surgery. Yeah.
Well, thank you. No, so much. I appreciate that. And it's definitely my pleasure to be able to spend some time with you guys and chat with you. And yeah, I'll be out here healing up, trying to get this ankle better.
Great. Thank you so much, man.
Yes, my pleasure.
Yep.